Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today, going to be lots of sunshine, a high of about 81 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 62, Burlington 57, 64, partly cloudy at Milwaukee, clear skies in Racine, we're at 66. The National Transportation Safety Board and FAA are looking into the crash of a small plane in Kenosha County, claiming the lives of two men headed to the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department contacted Kenosha County Sunday about an aircraft that was almost 20 hours overdue. Deputies immediately began searching along with the Wisconsin Civil Air Patrol, the latter spotting the crash site about midday in a grassy field several hundred yards south of a residence in the 16800 block of 60th Street in Bristol. Both occupants found deceased, their names and point of origin still unknown at this point. A news release says the crash appears to have occurred in the 24 hours previous to that point. Fiat Chrysler going to pay a record $105 million fine for recall lapses that cover millions of vehicles. Mark Chase has more on that.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in announcing the penalty, says the company admitted to failing to properly execute 23 recalls covering 11 million vehicles. As part of the settlement, the automaker agrees to repurchase some of the recalled vehicles and undergo rigorous federal oversight. The lapses include some older Jeep models that had rear gas tanks that could rupture and catch fire. I'm Mark Chase.
Look for flashing school zone warning lights to be placed at West Boulevard and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Racine for the upcoming school year. The result of Steve Avila and Norma Diaz going before the Traffic Commission 8 months ago to say something is needed to make it safer for the students because of the traffic. At the most recent meeting, engineer and assistant DPW Commissioner John Rooney explained their study of the situation indicated no speeding problem per se, but enough reason to go with the flashing school safety beacons when the kids are there.
During normal operations outside of school, the average speed is 27.2 miles per hour. It actually is less than the speed limit. And then the 85th percentile speed, which is the speed at which 85 out of every 100 drivers drives at or less. However, what we found when we looked at the tube counts and we broke them down by each incremental 15-minute period is that actually, while the traffic doesn't speed during normal operations, none of them comply with the lower speed limit of 15 miles per hour when children are present.
Rooney and DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen indicated the $2,000 cost for the solar flashing school zone warning signal very likely available somewhere within the department's budget. Traffic Commission unanimously supporting that move. While it's no longer a reported cat-like creature wandering the streets of Milwaukee, it's now definite as a police officer spotted the animal over the weekend, and for which there was a large police presence in at least one area, guns in hand, along with DNR staffers with tranquilizer rifles. A scary situation for the lot of folks in that area.
I'm concerned for my kids' safety because I don't want them being attacked by a lion or a cougar because that's scary.
One Milwaukee police official says an attempt to force the animal out into the open with canines barking didn't work, so now there's concern the big cat is stressed and may just hunker down near some thick vegetation where it was last seen. An autopsy going to be performed today on 44-year-old Michael Lutz, a former Milwaukee police officer and aldermanic candidate who apparently took his own life in front of Menominee Falls police after a brief tactical situation. He finished fourth in the recent primary to fill the late Joe Dudzik, 11th aldermanic district seat on the Milwaukee Council. Each year in this country, more than 41,000 people commit suicide, while in Kenosha County, that figure is 350, dating back the last 15 years. It's prompted a local support group to begin meeting August the 11th for survivors to share their grief, get support, and to know they are not alone. That group will meet starting August the 11th, and among the topics that will be discussed, why did it happen, why didn't I know about it, and overcoming the stigma of suicide. There's more information available through the Kenosha County Division of Health at Debbie Ruver. Call 262-605-6722. The German company Stahlville Tools LLC, which designs and makes hand and special purpose tools for the aerospace, transportation, and general trade industries, is going to be opening up a regional sales and service facility in Racine County's Grandview Business Park by the end of September. Second German manufacturing company to locate in Racine County as a result of foreign direct investment efforts through the Racine County Economic Development Corporation. A news release tracks this deal back to a Western European trade mission back in April by Governor Walker. That included RCEDC Representative Logan Dawson. Company's been looking to grow in the Chicago area, but the Wisconsin delegation focused attention on the southeast corner and specifically Racine County along the interstate. Company representative toured sites, then got some help with everything from banking to a place to live. Frank Hansen, in a news release about the project, says that after researching the differences in taxes, labor laws, financial outlooks, and more with Illinois, company decided to seek a location in Wisconsin instead. Refinancing debt from a 2007 bond issue for the Waterworks project is one of the agenda items before the City of Racine Finance and Personnel Committee this evening. An executive from Robert W. Baird going to be talking to the panel about the potential to save about $110,000 per year for the rest of the loan term, which is 11 years, and that adds up to more than $1.2 million. That same Baird executive will also be talking to the committee about capital project bonding and possible refunding on prior issues. The potential fiscal impact in that is unknown at this point. Well, for the first time since taking control of the U.S. Senate, Republicans allowed an effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act for a vote as part of the transportation funding measure that was up for consideration. Bob Costantini says it failed, and in the end, the overall spending bill is probably going to fail, too.
It was going to fall short of 60 votes anyway, so eight senators didn't even bother to vote. The latest effort to repeal Obamacare was brought up, at least, to try to attach it to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's six-year highway funding bill.
Our country needs a multi-year highway bill, and we're close to finally passing a fiscally responsible and bipartisan one.
Democrats and Republicans did attach an amendment to revive the Export-Import Bank that helps promote American-made goods overseas. The not-so-secret problem with this is the House wants to kill the EXIM Bank and is expected to reject the Senate's version of a highway bill, most likely leading to another temporary funding measure for transportation projects. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump with more support right now among the GOP voters than any of the party's other White House candidates, according to a new CNN ORC poll. Even after all of Trump's recent problems, he's got 18% support among the GOP voters in this poll. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush at 15%. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has 10%. The poll, however, also showing about 60% of all the registered voters don't like Trump. On the other side of the aisle, nearly half of the registered voters polled indicate they don't like Democrat Hillary Clinton. Governor Walker, by the way, did some Twitter campaigning Sunday night, noting Wisconsin's unemployment rate is down to 4%, 4.6%, well below the national rate. Also tweeting about his administration having restored the raid on the state transportation fund by the previous governor. WRJN.com throughout the day, your source for our local news. Remember, it's in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, find it in the local news section. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.